Here's Check On Stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Pat Pagano's tri-state forecast calls for the early snow showers to end. Sun and clouds 35 to 40. Sunny with a cold wind tonight, lower 20s. Tomorrow, sunny in the mid-20s. Friday, clouding up with late snow showers, mid-30s. We'll get the full details in just a few minutes. Our storm watch is in effect this morning. We have a couple of announcements for you in the tri-state region, both in New York State. Pine Plains is on a two-hour delay today, and the Red Hook Central School District is also delayed 2 hours. In Salisbury, Noble Horizons got its first taste of COVID, able to wend off and ward off the COVID-19 for 2 years with Noble residents. The Omicron variant came through our walls, that in a statement made by William Pond, who is the administrator of Noble Horizons, noted they were detected through a regular testing program. All the residents who tested positive were basically asymptomatic, with a few exhibiting coughs and sniffles, according to Pond. No one needed to be hospitalized. Those infected were able to be isolated in one area. Testing has been done every month, but Pond said with the advent of Omicron, the schedule has increased to twice a month. The final round of testing will take place today. Pond said over the span of the pandemic, 18 staff members were infected, showing more symptoms and adverse reactions. Testing is done on individual employees when they arrive for work. Coupled with the pandemic is a staffing crisis, according to Pond. Quote, but they'll find a way to maneuver around that, end quote. In New York State, a Supreme Court judge has struck down the mask mandate, and Governor Hochul will seek reversal. A New York State Supreme Court judge in Nassau County ruled Monday that the governor's mask mandate, including for schools, is unconstitutional because she did not have the authority to enact it. Quote, there can be no doubt that every person in this state wishes, wants, and prays that this era of COVID ends soon, and they will surely get their part to see that it's accomplished, end quote, said the judge Thomas Rademacher in his decision. Quote, however, enacting any laws to this end is entrusted solely to the state legislature, end quote. Hochul released a short statement on Monday. Quote, my responsibility as governor is to protect New Yorkers throughout this public health crisis, and these measures help prevent the spread of COVID-19 and save lives. Quote, we strongly disagree with this ruling, and we're pursuing every option to reverse this immediately, end quote. Murder has once again struck in our region. In Rhinebeck, William Dickey was arrested by state police, charged with murder. A resident of the town of Rhinebeck, he was charged with murder at 12:59 a.m. Monday in Rhinebeck on a felony charge of second-degree murder, according to state police records. The death was reported at 12:24 on Saturday, according to records, but no details were immediately available on the victim or circumstances of death to the press. The murder charge against Dickey accuses him of acting under circumstances convincing of depraved indifference to human life, recklessly engaging in conduct which creates a grave risk of death to another person, and thereby causes the death of another person. Dickey is being held at the Dutchess County Jail. In Connecticut, state the job picture is mixed as hiring slows, but unemployment has dipped. Employers added about 600 net new jobs in December as hiring slowed, but employment increased for the 12th consecutive month. The 5.8% unemployment rate reported Monday was the lowest monthly mark since March of 2020, just as the coronavirus pandemic reached Connecticut, leading to a partial economic shutdown and job losses not seen since the Great Depression of the 1930s. With the small December gain, state labor officials reported Monday that the state has recovered over 74% of the jobs lost in March and April during the initial COVID-19 clampdown. Private and public employment was 51,200 positions higher than December of 2020, a modest year-over-year increase of 3.3%. The State Department of Labor lowered its preliminary November estimate of gain to 5,600 jobs to 2,800. In a canary in the coal mine for area towns, Kent's paramedic service fees will cost double. Trinity Health notified 7 rural towns of steep hikes after June. The town is going to have to pay almost double the fee to continue to receive paramedic services starting July 1st. First Selectman Gene Speck noted to the Board of Finance Wednesday that Trinity Health New England Emergency Medical Services has notified 7 towns that have been part of a cooperative agreement sharing Medic 4, which involves paramedic responding to calls from New Milford Hospital, that there'll be a large increase. The contract expires on June 30, 2022. The cost will rise from $40,000 to over $76,000. Ambulance Chief Bonnie Donzella said there were 87 advanced life support calls Kent EMS responded to in 2021 and that a paramedic was requested. The total number of EMS calls was 300 for the year. The Kent Volunteer Fire Department bills patients for the ALS calls, and the revenue was returned to the town, according to O'Day Wyrick. New York COVID cases have dropped 46% as the Omicron wave is receding now, reporting four new coronavirus cases the week ending on Sunday, down about 46% from the previous week. New York ranked 43rd among the states where coronavirus was spreading as fastest on a per-person basis, according to the USA Today. New York's rapid decline in new coronavirus cases is unfolding as deadlines to end or extend various pandemic-related measures, such as the indoor mask mandate, are fast approaching in early February. The governor has indicated she could lift the mask mandate and other pandemic-related restrictions on society, saying on Friday the decision would be based on the latest COVID-19 data and science. Sheldon Silver, New York power broker sent to prison, is now dead at the age of 77. The former New York Assembly Speaker was one of the most powerful figures in state government for over 20 years before his conviction on corruption charges. He died in federal custody at the age of 77 on Monday, a person familiar with the matter. The Manhattan Democrat, who told the judge he prayed he would not die in prison, had been serving more than a six-year sentence in federal prison. New Berkshire County case numbers fall for the first time in weeks. As of Monday, 616 newly confirmed COVID-19 cases in Berkshire County over the weekend, for a seven-day rolling average of 167 new daily cases. That's 41% decrease from the 2 weeks ago. Berkshire Health Systems had 27 hospitalized patients with positive COVID-19 tests as of Friday. The latest figures provided by Berkshire Medical Center. There was one new death reported over the weekend in Berkshire County for the pandemic total of 362. The Connecticut Council on Environmental Quality will meet at 9:30 in the morning tomorrow. It'll be conducted remotely to comply with the Governor Lamont's executive order. Council members may participate via Zoom on their computers, connecting to the Zoom meeting at ctdep.zoom.us/j/963-652-70321 or dial by your location 1-646-876-9923, meeting ID 963-6527-0321. Members of the public may watch and or listen by connecting to the same website. Materials for the meeting will be posted to the council's website in advance of that meeting. Yes, on that meeting's list will be the DEEP policy on tree removal and public involvement. So meetings going on in our area this week in Salisbury today at 5 o'clock. The Republican Town Committee has a meeting. The Sharon Board of Education has a meeting at 5 p.m. Board of Selectmen at 5:30. That is tonight. In Salisbury tomorrow, Planning and Zoning Commission meets at 4:30. On Wednesday, Region 1 ABC Committee meeting at 7 p.m. In Falls Village on Wednesday, the town meeting is at 7 p.m. North Canaan, a ZBA meeting at 7 p.m. on the 26th. On January 27th in North Canaan, the Inland Wetlands Monthly Meeting will be held. In Cornwall, a special meeting of the Planning and Zoning Commission via Zoom is on January 27th, and that will be at 7 p.m. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll find them on Facebook and Instagram. A great menu, specials every night, and tapas, interlakenin.com. And Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off at 34,364.50 today. The NASDAQ at 13,855.13. And the S&P 500 at 4410.13. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast that'll come your way in just a few moments.